This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Biden is supporting Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who sharply criticized Israel's prime minister yesterday while calling for new elections. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
President Biden is backing the Senate's top Democrat after Chuck Schumer called for new elections in Israel. Schumer yesterday blistered Israel's leader.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way,
saying Israel has lost global support as Palestinian casualties grow during its offensive in Gaza.
He made a good speech, and I think he expressed a serious concern shared not only by him, but by many Americans.
The president's backing is the latest sign the U.S. relationship with Israel is heading toward a fracture amid the Gaza war. The latest challenge is Israel's plan to go after Hamas in Rafah, where Palestinians have clustered to avoid fighting elsewhere. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the U.S. insist Israel must have a clear plan to minimize civilian harm.
And we've not yet seen such a plan.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Israeli military says a ship has delivered 200 tons of food, water, and humanitarian supplies to Gaza, inaugurating a sea route from Cyprus. The sea route is intended to bring more assistance to alleviate the humanitarian crisis in the enclave 5 months into the war between Israel and Hamas. The food on the ship was sent by World Central Kitchen, the charity founded by celebrity chef Jose Andre, and was transported by the Spanish aid group Open Arms. The ship left Cyprus on Tuesday. Gaza's health ministry said on Friday that 149 people were killed over the past 24 hours, bringing to at least 31,490 the number of Palestinians killed in the war.